to you, the cream of the crop creepos. It's another scum stream. What is that noise?
What is that noise? Oh, I know what it is. Oh, better. Oh, better.
What a fix. Good job.
I did it, everybody.
And that is why pencils heavy races.
That's correct.
Folks, welcome back to another scum stream. For you bonus content subscribers, thank you so much for your support. We love you, David Chandler.
Happy New Year, too. Another great year for the Creep Off, and we couldn't do it without all of you supporting the show and financially.
I've been thinking about all of you creepos this week and how much I missed you, and I wanted you all to know, if it makes any of you happy, I did one of your consequences the other day.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I went to church on Christmas
Eve. Oh, right. You were with the in-laws in Alabama.
Yeah. I just spilled to Carl all the
church
stories.
Church-going folks.
I will not tell you on the air.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and here's what I will tell you. Oof.
Yeah.
Alabama church on Christmas Eve.
What was that like?
Jolly motherfuckers, dude.
Good.
Over the top jolly.
All right. Explain what size church is this? How many people are there? Is everyone dressed up to the nines for this? Is it Sunday morning mass? Or
oh, not mass. It's Baptist. First Baptist church.
Oh, okay.
They're singing like, Mary, did you know? All that shit. Like all that like contemporary.
Like, I have any reference to this. I have no idea.
They're doing like traditional hymns and then contemporary douchebag Christian stuff that you've never heard before that has no rhythm in it.
How long is it?
I don't know
for?
How a fucking denomination has eliminated rhythm from all of their music.
Hold on a second. You're in Alabama. There's tons of black people there. Were there no black
Not
people?
At that church.
There's no black people in this church?
Not at that church.
Whites only?
Man. I don't know. There wasn't a sign.
I have to say. For most things in life, whites only, probably an okay thing. Not church. When it comes to NFL, NBA, and church, I want a lot of black people there.
Dude, that checks out. That math checks out.
Right?
Didn't see any. And I thought about that. And like the pastor was just like, hey, y'all. Hey, how's everybody doing today? This is so great. We're all here today for Christmas.
So how many people are at this church?
Hundreds. A couple hundred.
Hundreds. So it's a big place.
It's a big church. Okay. But my mother-in-law did make everybody get dressed up to take pictures in front of the Christmas tree.
So you guys looked great.
Oh, I didn't. I wore a fucking Celtics jacket. I don't give a shit.
Minnie.
I wore a green t-shirt and a Celtics jacket. Merry Christmas.
Come on, man. You got to get dressed up with the rest of the fam.
Here's the thing. They have a really great habit of just not filling me in on the agenda.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. They're like, oh, you're going to the church.
Oh,
like,
there we go. Ignorance. I see.
Yeah, it's not my
fault. I didn't know we were going to church. Do you go to church on Christmas Day?
No, it was Christmas Eve. It was the Sunday morning service. Okay. It was only like 45 minutes, which...
Oh, Jesus. That's a delight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. So...
Nice.
I'll tell you one thing I saw that I'm really intrigued by. And I have to wonder what the fuck this consists of.
Okay.
But they have like... You know when you go to the Carlson, we have like the video boards that have like the slideshows of upcoming events?
Of course.
They have something similar.
Okay.
They have something there called Man Church.
Okay.
And I don't know what man church is. I think it's a bunch of guys.
Sounds pretty manly, though.
No, I think it's probably the opposite.
Probably slugging down some beers, throw some darts around, making chili.
I would like to see Dick Masterson go to man church to get his impressions.
So what is man church?
I don't know.
It was just advertised?
Here's what I assumed it was.
Okay.
It was a bunch of gentlemen that look like us crying about how they can't stop masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
And telling
right.
each other how fucking sad they are about
talking
it.
About how ugly their wives are and how they can't get enough for them anymore.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Probably a lot of that.
Yep. And then just like talking about how cool they are and tools and stuff that.
For sure. They're definitely
their trucks. They're Alabama.
Some trucks,
Trump.
Some power tools.
Little Trump, I imagine. It's Alabama.
A little Trump talk, I would imagine. Yeah. He's going to fix this country.
Hey, man. But man, I just can't stop looking at the internet pornography.
It's just so easy.
It's just
right
everywhere.
There on the phone.
The devil's trying to ensnare me.
And then there's some guy in the back. It's like, it's on the phone. Like, yo, shit.
What kind of phone do you have? Smart talk.
And someone in the back is like,
shit. That guy's not there. That guy is not there. We've established it.
That's true.
But
that
man,
guy is not there.
The logo for Man Church was every douchebag cliche you could imagine. It was like that stainless steel.
I picture Danny McBride for some reason, like with his shirt cut open, like, man church.
Yeah, I'm the pastor. Yeah. Welcome to man church. Don't be a pussy if you come to man church.
Yeah, right. No pussies in man church.
Yeah.
Well,
we need you to be sensitive.
Vinny, we missed you.
I missed you.
And I want to hear more stories, but I also want to tell you that our buddy Jerry.
I love Jerry.
Oh, what's not to love? Jerry came up for the Ice Dope show before Christmas.
Okay.
And so he's there hanging out. He gave me a gift, which was this right here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jerry worked with Skinny Chad Zumach, Conspire Theory, to make Carl's Frosted Tips.
That is like unbelievable.
Like Frosted Flakes, but with my disgusting face on it and my Frosted Tips. I mean, my graying hair. They're gray.
I used to like cereal.
So that was fantastic.
That's beautiful.
He gave a gift to you, too.
What a fellow.
So I thought now would be a good time. Have you open it up here right on the show?
It's a gift for me. Ah, that's a
to
gift.
You from Jerry. He wanted to make sure you got it.
Okay.
So oh, shit. I don't know what this is. It is heavy, though. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Some freaking, is this?
Añejo Patron.
Añejo Patron.
All right.
Dude, thank you, brother.
Very nice. That's a great
love
gift.
Tequila. This is going right into the bar, and it will last at least till, what's today, Friday?
That is, you drink that straight.
Oh,
that's
I always
not,
drink
that's
tequila
not a mix
straight.
Of tequila right there.
Who mixes tequila?
Well, if you have a Blanco and you want to make a margarita, that's fine. But an Añejo? So at my wedding, I stocked up on some really good tequilas.
Yeah.
And everyone was using them in the margaritas. And I was like, yeah, that's really expensive tequila you're putting in that.
Dude, Jerry, thank
sugar
you
water.
So much, dude.
That's awesome, Jerry. Thank you. This guy's the best, isn't he?
I'm going to build you a statue. Thank you for not making an ugly cartoon of me.
I know. How come you don't get this shit?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't look as much of a cartoon, like a cartoon character as you do.
I guess.
Even though, you know, I've told I have a moon head.
That's true. I've heard about that.
Yeah. So, Carl.
Yes.
I sent you a bunch of stories.
You did.
And goddamn, we got some heavy hitters today for you bonus subscribers. And I'm going to start off in Edmonds, Washington.
Okay.
Now,
oh, you know what? I want to play the video.
You play it. Be my guest.
I want to pull up the video and I'll
hold
tell
on
you.
A second. I got to fix my camera here.
Oh, did it stop?
There we go.
Okay. I want to play you the video because there's something about this. Do you want to maybe read the introduction or something? Just let people know what we're talking about.
Okay.
And then I'll.
This man from Edmonds, Washington, he's 36 years old and he's unnamed in the story. Now,
right. That's the key.
After allegedly following young dancers at a ballet class, he was sniffing their feet, and now he has been released, is the story here. Now,
okay. So there's a reason why I want to play this.
Is it because
clip.
The guy kind of looks like Mike McDaniel?
Nope. So as you mentioned, they're not releasing the gentleman's name because he hasn't really done anything illegal. He's creepy. It's disturbing. But there's no charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police said, look, we're not going to release the guy's name. But what the news does is the news says 36-year-old guy looks exactly like this. And so I want to play this. I want to play this with the idea that this would be a fun prank for people. You could take this video and very easily put a photo of any of your friends in this video and then post it onto social media and watch it soar. So with that in mind.
Oh, no.
Yes. Think about what you could do with this.
A man caught lurking around a ballet class and arrested for grabbing a child in a dressing room is back on the streets tonight.
And that's not all he's accused of. Surveillance footage caught the same 35-year-old man smelling a child's feet. But prosecutors say there was not enough evidence for a felony charge.
All right. What's grosser? Smelling a child's feet or stuttering John's fingernails? It's tough, right?
If you told me to sniff a kid's foot or help stuttering John clean his fingernails,
yep.
I'm fucking
killing yourself.
Sniffing the foot. I'm sniffing the foot. Yeah. I'm sniffing the foot.
Brutal.
Fox 13's Lauren Donovan explains.
And can I also add,
he's back at
ballet dancers, notoriously ugly feet.
Oh, yeah. No, they're gnarled up.
They're like
pretty
Carl
good.
Fucked up feet.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
You don't want to get near those.
Got it.
We kind of thought
so
we addressed
go.
That issue then
so
by
right
booking
there.
The person into jail.
Put a photo of Vinny Paulino, put a photo of Dick Masterson. So.
Despite
have some
his
fun
arrest,
with that.
Despite his misdemeanor charge,
they never
the man
say the guy's
accused
name.
Of approaching and lingering around kids just can't seem to stop. Edmonds police tell me the calls keep coming in. Within the last week or so, he's been...
All right, so I'll put a link. We'll put a link in the description to this video.
Yep.
And I want people to have some fun with us.
Yes, please.
Let's see who we can accuse of sniffing children's feet.
Yes. Make sure you send them all to @creepoffpod on whatever social media you'd like to.
Especially if you get a bunch of engagement on the social media post.
Yeah, tag us,
make
please.
Make a TikTok video or something. Have some fun with it. Make a reel.
So here's the thing. This guy did walk up to a bunch of young girls at a ballet class, drop down to his knees and start sniffing their feet. He also followed one of these girls into a nearby store. When she went into the changing room, he followed her in, forced the door open, and started, quote, touching her.
Ugh.
And for some reason, he's not under arrest.
Yeah, okay, so I guess he probably should be then, right?
Yes.
But you notice what they're doing, though. So they're going, well, the cops aren't going to do anything, so we'll just get some vigilante justice going. Here's what he looks like. Recognize this guy? Kick the shit out of him when next time you see him. Because even in this story, the dad's going, yeah, I guess us dads have to do some shit about this. It's just like, all right, I guess this is how we're dealing with things now in 2023.
Well, listen, man, the police aren't allowed to do anything.
Right,
so.
Right. If the police kneel on one guy and he dies and now they're not allowed to beat up pedophiles, then we'll do it. That's fine.
Yeah, I could definitely see the chain of logic. Yep.
Right, it makes
yep.
sense.
I had to process it for a second. I didn't want to just go idly by with you on this one, but yeah, we shouldn't be beating up pedophiles.
Vinny's George Floyd light started flashing. He's like, do I agree with Carl on this one? Probably not. Probably get me in trouble. Nope, he didn't say anything too crazy. All right.
Well, it's very strange to me that the cops did not arrest him after he goes into a dressing room and touches a child.
Yeah, I mean, it's he said, she said, right? At that point.
That's true.
It's not even my type, obviously.
I didn't do nothing. Yeah. I wasn't me. I'm being framed.
Who's that old guy over there? Uncle Paul. Uncle Paul. With the creepy old guy stare.
Yeah.
Uncle Paul. Now he's coming over here. Slowly limping down the hall. It's too late now, because here comes Uncle Paul.
Make a big boy love you.
Now, listen, I don't want you guys to just report stuff, but if you've seen this man or have any more information, detectives are continuing their investigation, and they want to speak with anyone that believes that they may have a tip. Now, you could call 425-407-3999. Serious calls only.
Guys, I mean, these people have a lot of work to do. Let's not fuck around.
If you're a super hot ballet dancer and you had your feet sniffed by a guy who vaguely looks like Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel.
That's a good point.
Please contact
That would be
police.
A fun video to make. See? That's what I'm saying.
Don't make that. Don't make
that. You make that video. Can you imagine suspended for the first week of the playoffs? Oh, the league has to investigate this. Bills Mafia, let's go. Get at it.
God, I hope Belichick fucks you guys up so hard.
Week 18.
All right, let's go to Wisconsin. A 49-year-old Oak Creek man is in a little bit of trouble. He's been accused of hiding a camera in a vent. Mm-hmm. That's right, Carl. In a vent to capture video, unwitting video of a young teenage girl.
You know, so he put this hidden camera in this girl's bedroom. In the vent.
Yeah.
And I read this story three times, and it's definitely not in there. They never tell you the teenage girl's cup size.
They keep leaving this stuff out because journalism and real journalism is dead.
This is very important information.
Real journalism is just fucking dead, Carl.
What am I supposed to think about this guy? Is he a creep or does he have some good ideas? I don't know.
Yeah, like if she's all flat-chested, then, you know, creep.
Of course. Yeah. Yuck.
But if this is like Lenny Klum...
Yeah, if this is like mint salad, well then, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Salad's not like, you know, 14.
No, she's definitely not, and she has enormous boobs, is my point.
They're pretty big.
They're ridiculous.
Sorry.
Get back to the story. Digress.
Hi, man. Hope you're doing well.
Tits mint salad on Fansly, everybody. Go support our friend Mint Salad. Does a lot of great artwork for us.
Now... An officer spoke with the defendant. He denied putting the camera in the vent, which was found by the girl's mother.
Oh, well, then he probably didn't do it.
Well, yeah. The defendant told officers that they had some maintenance workers in there recently to check the air filters and to check the vents.
Oh, they probably did it.
Because, you know, he's the landlord and all.
Yeah.
A review of the maintenance log showed this to be a false statement, the complaint says. Yeah. I guess he was confused.
Well,
there's
no other evidence, though, right?
Well... He also told officers he never purchased a camera similar to the one found, but a review of the defendant's Amazon account, which somehow they're able to look at, showed purchases of 8 separate spy or hidden cameras between October 2018 and December 2022. A purchase from December 4th, 2022 appears to be the purchase of the same camera recovered from the teen's vent. A review of the defendant's phone showed an application had been deleted off of his phone that was the accompanying application to the spy camera purchase to allow live streaming to the phone.
This guy has more evidence proving his guilt than O.J. Simpson did. Dude. This is not good. This is an open and closed case.
And this is before they got to this guy's Zoom player.
Right. Which is, there's another funny tidbit coming up here.
When the defendant was arrested, a search revealed a spy camera in his pocket.
Could you imagine? He's like, you planted that on me, officer. He's like, what's this in your pocket? Oh, it's a spy camera.
Yeah, but when they looked at the SD card that was on that spy camera, it appeared to have been used in a different camera beginning in November 2022. And at one point, the video shows the defendant's face and depicts the defendant holding the drill used to install and reinstall the grade of the event.
This guy's amazing. It's awesome. What else was on the footage of that?
Also depicts several videos of the defendant engaging in what appears to be prostitution. Does not appear as if any of the women know they are being videotaped.
So, it's Hunter Biden we're talking about.
No.
Oh, this isn't Hunter Biden. No. So this guy will not get away with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no Leather Master sandwiches from what I understand. It's just him buying ugly prostitutes that probably look a little bit like me.
Or Hunter Biden. That sounds awful.
Yes, apparently the spy camera was left at a computer shop.
You're right.
It's like, and Rudy Giuliani got a hold of it.
And then Elon Musk had to buy a social media network. The end. That's how that all happened.
And the chain of that logic also sounds.
Yep.
So, Salt Lake City, Carl.
Yeah.
This is a fun one. Salt Lake police officers took a driver into the custody after he admitted to attempting to crash his car into a man parked on the side of the road. Michael Norville, he's 51. I don't know what to call this, but road rage?
I'd call it a kamikaze mission.
Yeah.
I mean, he decided that his vehicle was the weapon.
He's charged with attempted homicide, aggravated assault, reckless driving, driving under the influence, failure to stop or yield, failure to perform the duties of a driver after a crash.
Oh, right, yeah.
Resulting in injuries and having no license plate visible from 100 feet. It probably was smeared across that other guy's car.
Get a little bit there.
It's about 3:40 in the afternoon on Christmas. A guy's in town visiting family for the holiday. He's parked on the side of the road helping to unload three children inside of the car.
Okay.
Norville, who was driving past the scene, allegedly accelerated his car and slammed into the victim's SUV.
So this guy's outside of the car.
Yes, he was helping kids get into the car.
Facing or on the side of the road.
Yes.
So he could be hit by a car.
Yes.
And this guy just said, that's a lot of points right there. There's children involved. I'm going for it.
If his head comes off, it's a million.
Yes. I'm going for a high score today.
The crash happened around 3:40, like I said. So he slammed into the victim's SUV. The victim told police he narrowly avoided injury by jumping onto the hood of Norville's vehicle at the last second. Ugh. The impact threw the victim to the ground. And he told police he believed he would have been killed had he not jumped.
This is the part I hate, where the victim talks about, it's a great thing, I'm so athletic and so awesome, or I could have been hurt, but, I have amazing reflexes, and I have a vertical leap you wouldn't believe, and...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real Uncle Rico right here.
Yes.
This is the guy who's videotaped himself throwing the football in mountains.
Correct. And yes. He's just like, yeah, I probably could have been killed. A lesser man than me probably would have gotten hit and had his legs broken.
You see that article in the news about the guy who jumped out of the way bravely? Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
That was me, dude.
I don't know if the term superhero is appropriate. Some people are throwing that around.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Just a lucky day for me. Just a lucky day. My amazing athletic ability. Asshole. What a serious douchebag.
Fucking spring legs. Get out of here.
Dude, he probably had all day. He's like, is that car coming towards me? Yeah, it is.
This guy's fucking raging drunk. Yeah. Yelling out the window like, lady, I'm coming. This fucking guy is like, I should just step to the right.
It's like I watched this movie again. It's like in the Hulk Hogan Santa with muscles. When the cook comes at him with the meat cleaver, he's like, yeah! And then he starts running. And he's got all this warning. He's just like, oh, yeah, I see this is happening.
Oh.
So this guy gingerly gets out of the way of this car. He's just like, oh, we just walk over to this side.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Hulk Hogan can kick the shit out of anybody at 2/3 speed.
Yes, that's true.
100%. Well, either way, Norville admitted to intentionally crashing his vehicle to the SUV. Don't know why, though. The police are calling it an isolated incident.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. There's no connection between these people. That's very odd.
I thought he looked like a guy from the bar I knew. I thought I'd get him good on Christmas.
That's odd behavior.
Yeah, just to completely try to murder a stranger with your car is odd behavior.
Is he vaxxed and boosted by any chance?
It says right here he is. No, I don't fucking know. Carl, let's go down.
I'm going to blame everything on the vaccine. It's fun.
Carl, where's Pinellas Park in Florida?
I've not been there.
Where is it, though?
I don't know.
What part of the boot?
You know what? Honestly, I did not look it up.
Okay. What part of the wiener?
I never heard of that before. Yeah, you're thinking Italy. Yeah. I never heard of Pinellas Park before.
Okay. A Florida man has found himself behind bars after he allegedly smothered his nephew's meatball sandwich with eye drop solution because he, quote, hated him that day.
Okay. So the nephew's being a prick, and this guy goes, all right, eat some fucking eye solution then.
So this guy, James Leach, was arrested and charged with poisoning of food or water after the incident that happened in Pinellas Park on Wednesday.
Wait. They consider that poisoning food?
It's an old gag.
I mean, I got to think that most employees at an Arby's could be arrested tomorrow if that's considered poisoning food.
I hope they are.
Okay, fair enough.
I had the best meal I had while I was in fucking Alabama was at an Arby's, and it sucked. Fucking even Arby's sucks down there.
And he was telling me a story. I don't know if you're supposed to say this, but the only place you wanted to go was the Waffle House, right?
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, the mother-in-law.
We're not going there.
The mother-in-law decided to make some biscuits.
All I wanted was Waffle House.
So sad. What'd you get at Arby's?
Fucking diarrhea.
ask a dumb question. All right. Moving on.
So the 45-year-old was at a business and asked an employee for a bottle of eye drops, saying he had dry eyes. According to the affidavit, the employee told police that Leach was a regular customer and was having issues with his nephew. The victim, Leach, reportedly made it a point to tell the employees that he hated his nephew that day. When the employee handed the bottle of eye drops to Leach, he opened one of the containers of food and poured the solution all over it in front of the employees.
Dude, when you poison someone, you do it on the DL. You got to be sly about that shit.
Wait till you get to the car.
Yeah.
But he was borrowing the eye drops. So
that's
like,
true. He couldn't even buy them just to poison his nephew.
Yeah, you're not really committed to this,
no.
To this prank, dude. Yeah. To this great prank you're playing on your nephew that you hate. Now, the witness said that could hurt someone. And Leach responded by saying that it would only cause his nephew to shit himself and puke his brains out.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a fun Tuesday.
Come on, guys. What?
What's the big deal?
You don't like jokes?
Yeah, what's the big deal here? Now,
the guy's picketing in front of that store now with the sign that Dick had. I like jokes.
Yeah,
I like
jokes. Are funny.
Jokes are funny.
Here's the problem I have with this article.
Yeah.
No mention of what the nephew did to deserve getting poisoned. I want my news stories fair and balanced. Did he deserve it? We don't know.
Yeah.
It never tells you what he did. Something douchey, I bet.
Well, I mean, the uncle is going to buy him a meatball sub. I mean, he's out there running to get the food, probably paid for it.
Yeah, probably no gratitude.
Yeah.
No, hey, thanks. Probably didn't even say, I'll buy if you fly.
Probably not.
Expected a free sub and delivery.
Call Grubhub, motherfucker. If you only want spit in your food, you call Grubhub.
Yeah, we honestly, and some
you want eye drops, you call your uncle.
You want some fries missing and some spit. not a great. By the way, we are sponsored by Grubhub. Not a great ad read today. We'll do better next time. Don't worry.
DoorDash, we won't shit in your salads.
DoorDash, it might show up. I've had so many doors. I stopped using that app because they just wouldn't show up my food. I'm like, what was the point of this?
It's not great.
No.
Now, police said him and his nephew had a long history of domestic-related incidents. Have no idea what else they've tried to poison each other with, but
they live together. If you don't like your nephew, get a different roommate.
Yeah, you don't have to live with your nephew.
You never have to live with your nephew.
I had an uncle who bought a house with his nephew.
Really?
My cousin, yeah. He was
Why?
Off of a
was
divorce.
Was he fucking him or something? Were they fucking?
They were fucking.
Sounds pretty hot.
They were fucking. My mom's brother bought a house with his brother's kid, and they lived in it until, like, the kid didn't pay any of the rent, didn't do anything.
Oh.
And he's like, you're fucking out of here.
Should have poisoned him.
Should have.
Now that is poisonable behavior right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. Rent. So I think that ended badly. So, yeah, I could see it.
Interesting.
I could see it.
Who knew people are living with their uncles?
Uncle
I had
fuckers,
no idea.
Bunch of uncle fuckers.
No idea.
Are you an uncle fucker? Let us know. Have you fucked your uncle all day long? Please tell us. White Settlement, Texas, Carl. This is a fun one.
White Settlement is the name of this place?
Yes. They wanted everybody
Sounds
to know
pretty good.
It's civilized territory.
There'll be no shenanigans here.
It's just white settlement. You understand?
I think that's where Tukey's from, if I'm not mistaken.
He would never go to Texas. A man is in custody after allegedly hitting a pedestrian with his vehicle, whose body flew through the windshield into the passenger seat. What a shot.
This is a made-up story.
You think so?
Yeah, it's not even a convertible. This guy hits a pedestrian who ends up in the passenger seat, and then they drive for 38 miles?
Yeah.
There's no fucking way this is real. Right?
No, I think this could happen.
You think this is possible?
Well, I think what happened
It didn't say anything
is,
about going through a windshield, did it?
It didn't.
Okay.
But that's what I'm assuming would happen. It's a Kia.
Right.
So
that's how I knew it wasn't a convertible.
Yeah.
Nobody's a Kia convertible.
Well, hold on a second. If you hit a person with a Kia, I would assume totaled.
Yeah, right. The person just like, hey, buddy, watch you're driving that thing.
If you tap the hood of a Kia three times, those crumple zones immediately just collapse like accordions into each other. The engine drops out.
All the tires fall off.
And the four tires go, fall off. They fall off. And then steam comes out of the side.
And then it explodes.
And then it looks like a mini mushroom cloud comes out of the sunroof.
This is me walking up to a Kia. Ready? That's all it takes.
Knock three times if you really hate a Kia. So, okay. I don't know. Either way, I know there's been stories about people got hit other people with their cars and drove home with them and left them and let them die in the garage.
Sure.
In the windshield.
Let me read this sentence from this article.
Please.
Investigators say they believe the impact of the crash was so severe that the pedestrian was thrown inside Flores's vehicle and into the passenger seat. How? I mean, my only question on this, fun sentence, how? What do you mean? Explain this to me. They never explained it. Like, you decided me must have gone through the windshield. We don't know that. Maybe they didn't say that.
Maybe he had the windows down.
Maybe.
Maybe he rolled down the windshield.
It sounds so implausible.
It does, but either way, the guy's arrested. The guy, his name is...
His name is Nestor Joel Lujuan Flores.
That's him.
Vinny, you ever zone out while you're driving your car?
Never.
Drive for miles and then like come back to and go, gosh, I don't even remember. I'm already here. I don't even remember driving.
Who's this in the passenger seat? Yeah, I remember.
Right. And then could you imagine that you're just like, oh, man, I'm out of it. Holy shit. Hey, that was the guy from that intersection. I remember him.
Last thing I remember was waving at him.
He was trying to cross, but the sign was blinking. Don't walk.
Yeah.
He should have tried to cross that.
I didn't realize he was hitchhiking. Yeah, I think this dude just panicked and was like, I gotta get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, just started
I gotta fucking like figure out what to do. And he didn't get this guy any help. And
well, they found the driver like passed out at his steering wheel. He must have been relatively inebriated.
I'm gonna put money on that too.
Yeah, okay.
And just panicked and fucking kept going 38 miles with a man who you just murdered with your car in the passenger
seat. Well, then they also say that they found human remains at the scene of the crime. So what is like hand fell off or something? What does that mean?
It means like the guy was dead. They found him dead at the scene of the crime.
No. I mean from the scene of the accident, they found human remains that they thought linked to the guy in the passenger seat. The story is so insane.
Okay. So people lose limbs in car accidents all the time.
Sure. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
And if he was missing a couple limbs, it makes it a little bit easier to slink him through the side window if he's missing a couple limbs.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Now we're back to the open side window theory.
Or if something got caught somewhere, he got hit by something, got caught, it slammed him up against the side of the car and he just lands in there and his leg's missing.
Sure. I like the idea of the police officers grabbing the limb. Grabbing the dead body and like trying to put it together. Does this fit on this? Let's see. No, it's the left arm, Bill. Oh, yep, no, you're right. Oh, yep, we got a badge.
And the driver's just fucking hammered there going, if the leg doesn't fit, you must quit. I mean, this is fucking insanity.
Yeah, this is stupid.
But either way, could be a fun story if it happened.
What was this reported in? I can't remember with the link. This is all legit. News sources. I
don't, KWTX.
Okay. See, I don't mean to sit here and say that Vinny's making up stories. It definitely is not. This is a legit news source. It just seems so implausible to me.
Yeah, I have another story here. Very, very handsome man from Rochester is very good at podcasting, and his name is Vinny.Carl. It's a great story. I didn't make it up. It's right here in the story from
Wrong
KWROC.
You are fake news.
It says it right here.
You are fake news.
All right, South Indiana. I'll stop it. Carl?
Yes.
It's hard not to sympathize with this woman, because I think any parent would here.
Yes, I agree.
A 68-year-old woman was arrested on suspicion of murder this week for allegedly shooting and killing her daughter because she would not stop talking.
She wouldn't shut the fuck up. This is an important lesson for all you kids out there. And listen, nagging is not just for husbands, all right? You can nag anyone, and it's annoying.
Yep.
Stop it.
Nobody cares. Please remember that. I honestly think this is what should happen to John. That would be the poetic justice. He's at his mom's house.
Yeah.
And she just loses it. There's a cast iron skillet. And whatever strength she has in those old arms just lifts that sumbitch up while he's live streaming, cracks him across the back of the head and says, shut up!
It's funny because...
shut the fuck up!
You don't know how right you are. Because you didn't see the stream yesterday.
No.
John was getting so irritated with his mom. He's in there yelling and screaming and telling everyone they suck and fuck you. And then he's like, Mom, can you go in the other room or something? You're distracting me here. Could you just...
I have to swear at strangers and mess. Yeah.
He was like very upset with his mom because she was in her house. She said, John, you go in another room. He's in the middle of the fucking living room screaming at his computer.
How about you go to hell?
Yeah, right.
And I'll send you
there. Oh, my God. If the next scene was just a fucking... a spot on his head and him going backwards. It'd been fucking amazing.
Back and to the right.
You just see the laser right. scope hop on his head. You're like, oh, this is going to get interesting.
Dude, it would literally be the most played clip on the internet.
Oh,
it'd
be amazing.
I would just love the Tukey commentary. Yeah!
Whoa! What was that band that had that song? Nice Shot? I think we could make a music video out of that.
Oh, man, that would be a lot of fun. Either way, Saturday, December 10th, shortly before midnight, police arrived. They found 52-year-old Zawandra Lee deceased after sustaining apparent gunshot wounds. Detectives arrested Zawandra Lee's mother, Shirley Lee, and booked her to the St. Joseph jail. Now, she's charged with murder and voluntary manslaughter with a firearm enhancement.
Why is it both murder and voluntary manslaughter? Have you heard of that before?
Because I think what happens is to clear the books, I think this is fancy legal shit. So they could plead down to one of them.
I see. Okay. So you throw a bunch of shit at them, just like that other one where the guy tried to murder someone. And they're like, and we couldn't even recognize your license plate.
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, we'll drop that one. But
sure.
Yeah. Okay. No,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It's all negotiable shit.
Yeah.
So. The mother Shirley Lee allegedly called her son and told him that she killed Zawandra.
Hold on a second. Now I have another question.
Yeah.
Voluntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
I've heard of involuntary manslaughter and I've heard of manslaughter. Do you have to say voluntary manslaughter?
Manslaughter. Well, whoever will slaughter this man, please step forward.
I will.
If you will
sign me up, sign me up.
All right. Looks like
I'll do it on weekends. I'll do it on evenings. Yep. When I get home from work.
I will volunteer to slaughter men 2 weekends a month.
And then there's a guy in the back who's just like, I need to get paid. You need to pay me for manslaughter.
I don't like that attitude.
That's involuntary.
You're our volunteer, son. Welcome to the team.
Sorry. All right. Get back to it.
I don't know. It's a good point, though. So she called the son. The son calls the cops. They went to the home. When officers went inside, they noticed a silver revolver near the daughter's body. Police transported Shirley Lee to the police department. She said, I did that to my child. I told her to stop talking, but she would not stop talking.
But you know when she said that? They bring her to the interview room, and they close the door and leave her in there alone, and she starts mumbling to herself. This fucking idiot confessed at the precinct.
Alone in the interview room, yes.
No one talking to her. Yep. I told her I was going to shoot her. I told her she wouldn't shut the fuck up, so I had to fucking shoot her. Like, you're being recorded right now, Dobby. What are you doing?
You know who else should shut the fuck up?
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's talking too much in this family.
After being advised of her right, Shirley Lee reportedly told a detective Zawandra Lee moved in with her about 3 months ago. The two got into a verbal argument. Shirley Lee said her daughter would not leave her alone. Shirley Lee allegedly went to her room and shut the door in Zawanda's face 2 times because she was angry and wanted to calm down. Shirley Lee opened the door later when she thought Tawanda didn't have any more to say, but then she got angry. Shirley Lee said she grabbed her handgun and shot her daughter.
So she pulled out the gun and the daughter goes, "Shirley, you can't be serious."
"Surely I am."
She goes, "I am serious and my name is Shirley." Pretty good joke.
Yep. So bang, bang, she shot me down. Hey, listen, man, kids are annoying.
Yeah.
I got another story from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is not a good one.
I have to tell you, this woman's name is spelled incorrectly.
It should be Z-U-M-O-U-C-K.
No, I mean, look at this woman's name. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Dodshea Brennett.
Yeah, that's not spelled right.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you should say
it's
it either.
It's Bright with an N before the G. That's not a name. But
sounds
okay.
Made up to me.
Sounds made up.
Yeah, well, her son, Kamir, went to a Brooklyn hotel with his mom in April of 2021
okay.
So they could go for a swim in the indoor pool.
Oh, that's so nice because Cleveland's a cold place.
Yeah, yeah. The mother treated her boy to a joyous time. She showered him with all sorts of treats. And then
there was candy involved? Candy and swimming?
Yep. Now, they were at the Fairfield Inn and Suites, and at that point in the night, they were back in the hotel room.
Okay.
The mother used her .22 caliber pistol to shoot the child 11 times, 6 shots to the head.
I have to say, shooting a 6-year-old child is tragic until you get to like 10, 11 times in a row. Then it starts to get funny.
Because the body's flat.
Yeah.
They it's do like all sorts of
he's
stuff.
He's already dead. What are you doing? Boom. Boom.
Oh, look at him go.
That's fun.
Well, here's the terrible thing about this. She's a liar. She called the police and said that a man broke into the room and decided to shoot her son 11 times.
They weren't buying that one?
They weren't buying it.
No.
No, as the police investigated, she eventually admitted to making the story up. She was arrested. Now, she pled guilty to aggravated murder and other charges as part of the deal that saw prosecutors drop charges that could have made her eligible for the death penalty. So she agrees, all right, I killed him, and she's sentenced to 35 years
before
she's able to get parole.
Yeah.
Now, here's this part of the story that pissed me the fuck right off.
Me too.
And you know exactly what I'm talking about. God, I like doing a show with you because we do think alike with this shit.
Oh, yeah. This is the part that was annoying.
Oh, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
This woman's mother, the grandmother, Jennifer Andrews, the grandmother of the child who was shot in the head 6 times by her daughter.
11 times total.
Sobbed as she said that her family is devastated to lose not just a beloved grandson, but her only daughter. "I will always be there to support you as long as God keeps me alive and you alive," Andrews said to her daughter. "You need to forgive yourself."
Forgive yourself? Vinny, if I ever murder a 6-year-old, and it could happen, it's possible, right? The last thing I would think is anyone telling me that I need to forgive myself for it. Oh, yeah, you're right. You know what? I'm not so bad.
You know what? I really needed to hear that, I really needed to hear that from you, Mom.
People make mistakes.
Because everybody else is just busting my ass about this. But God, thank you for a mother's love and understanding. Jesus Christ, you enabling cunt.
What a dumb idiot.
Oh, I'm not done with how much this family sucks, folks. Yeah. I am not done. Now, "I will always be there to support you." She said the daughter was suicidal and told family members that she had thoughts of harming herself and Kamir. But the family struggled amid the coronavirus epidemic to get her the help that she needed. So this is coronavirus's fault.
Well, no, it's definitely not. It's the government's fault.
Well, that's who everybody's blaming for everything.
No, it's the government's fault.
And she said, "We wish we could take it back. That just can't happen." Now, the mother's father, the grandfather, Donald, filed a lawsuit against the county's Child and Family Services Agency. For what? Not getting your grandson a bulletproof vest in time and a fucking helmet? What the fuck are you suing the city for, you piece of shit? You fucking money-grubbing cunt?
So I'm assuming that they filed the lawsuit and the proceedings are happening and he's hoping to win his lawsuit, right?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I think it's the last sentence.
Accusing it to the failing. Okay. This is what he's accusing them of.
Okay.
I lost my place.
Sorry.
They said that they reported that the child was not being well taken care of.
Okay.
And that there was a visit And they're like, no, the kid looks fine.
And he was. He didn't have 11 bullets in him at that time.
Yeah, at that point, he was 11 bullets lighter.
They're supposed to be able to fucking look into the future or something. Yeah. They don't know.
Yeah, this person, they checked. It says on the form, how many bullets are in this child? Zero.
Yeah.
It said zero.
We checked both sides. There were zero.
Yeah. There was not even any of those little hidden ones. We checked between the toes. Now, a county spokesman said the agency opened an investigation on April 1st, which was 10 days before this happened.
Okay.
About whether the boy's basic needs were met. They did not receive any allegations of any physical abuse. The lawsuit was dismissed in August because the judge found Donald Bright's attorney had filed the lawsuit a day late.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Ah, shit. You know, if you would have gotten here one day before, this lawsuit could have been a millionaire. One day late for that.
But I had a coupon for the Sizzler.
Yeah. I should have thought of that. You know, before you went to the Sizzler, you should have thought about this lawsuit you wanted to get us on.
All right. I got your time.
Also, you got to think that, you know, CPS shows up and they're like, yeah, we got a call. There's people are worried about your 6-year-old son. The mom's like, worried? I actually have reservations. We're going to a hotel. We're going to go swimming indoors. And then I'm going to give him candy all night. And they're like, oh.
Kamir, are you being abused? No, I've been super excited for our trip to the Fairfield Inn.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, Kamir, you are such a nice, precocious young lad.
Yes.
Doing so well in school, you have a bright future ahead of you.
It's not CPS's fault, in my opinion.
Agreed. Of course, it's fucking not. This is a fucking joke. I'm mad for the city. I hate these kinds of lawsuits.
All right. Way to fight for big government.
I'm on somebody the side of City Hall. It's about so much time someone got on City Hall side of these matters.
Someone needs to have their back. That's hilarious.
If not me, then who?
I'm going to start. Christ. Holy shit. All right, I have two consequence ideas.
Oh, fuck.
They're
you.
Both related to other shows that I do. This one just came to me.
Oh, good that you put some effort into this show by doing other shows.
This one just came to me just now.
Okay.
Start a YouTube channel that's the opposite of Delete Laws. You ever see that Delete Laws guy who tells you to fuck with cops all the time?
Yeah.
Do the exact opposite of that.
Good job.
Yeah, you're just sucking on cops' balls the whole fucking time.
Just want to tell you, great job.
Yeah.
Dude, I would go to every Dunkin' Donuts and just walk and be like, yours is on me, sir.
Yes.
You're doing a great job, and I'm filming you so everybody knows you're on the tape.
Do you want me to choke that black guy for a minute? I can get this for you. You look tired. Here, let me do it.
You want some help? Can I help?
The other idea I had, I know we've done this before.
Uh-uh.
We have to produce a podcast outside of the Creep-Off.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun.
Oh, I know which one you're going to do. I heard it.
Audio drama.
That one's funny to me.
That one's funny to me because you have to write a script, you have to find your friends to do some voice acting, get some Foley work, put it all together. It'd be time consuming, but it could be fun.
Okay. I might do that.
Okay. Anyway, those are my two ideas. Okay. You know what? Never mind the police one. I don't want to do that. I want to do the
yeah, you want to end up on a list?
No.
All right.
Can I do a ride-along with the officer, huh?
Let's tell the story before we get out of here today about a 49-year-old man from Dublin, Ireland, Carl.
Yes.
He had got himself into a little bit of trouble. Now, he was married to a sloppy drunk woman who used to pass out all over the house.
Apparently,
yes. Apparently, he used to like to entertain himself.
Which I didn't realize until I was 2/3 through this article. I'm going, what the fuck? How is this happening?
Yeah, so I put that up front before I read to you the next sentence, folks. He was married to a sloppy drunk who used to pass out all over the house. Now, a horrified woman discovered her husband of over 20 years had been repeatedly raping her with household objects while she was asleep after finding the hideous images on his computer.
I've been passed out drunk before.
Yeah. Really.
If you insert something into me, I will wake up.
You haven't yet.
Did she have Michael Jackson's doctor or something? How is she sleeping through this shit?
Oh, doctor, was it Conrad? Was it Dr. Conrad? <Yeah. laughs>
Wow.
Oh, shit. Dr. Nick is who you need for this.
You haven't yet.
So this 49-year-old man.
I was walking a little weird last week.
Well, stop fucking passing out with your ass up in the air like that. It's weird.
Listen,
it's weird. I don't even think you're passed out sometimes. You're just out there. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm drunk.
Carl's, that we call it when Carl's blowing kisses. Because he gets down on his knees and he just points it at you. You're like, yeah, just stick a cork in it. It'll be happy.
Vinny, I lost my belt and I had a lot to drink. I'm just going to go lay over here.
This is too easy, guys.
maybe the week off was good for us.
Yeah, it really was great not seeing you. Okay. This, by the way, this Carl's Frosted Tips picture is disturbing.
So ridiculous.
It's a lot. Okay. This man was found guilty by a jury earlier this month for 11 counts of sexually assaulting his wife in their home between January 2005 and September 2014.
Yes.
So this guy was a prankster, and apparently this wasn't hurting anybody.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The woman is 50, ew, has now spoken of her shock since discovering the perverse incident, hideous images stored on her husband's computer, saying it was like a bomb went off in her head. Now, it was the state's case that the wife was unconscious and unable to give her consent when her husband carried out the rapes.
It's my case, too, yeah.
Yeah. So he basically says to her, he filmed footage of her doing something while she was drunk and was trying to basically blackmail her with it, and goes, I'm going to show it to your parents.
Yeah, which is a dick move. When it's you're in an your absolute 50s, let's stop threatening parents.
What are you, John? Yeah, what are you, got nudie pics of Jenny Jingles you're going to share?
So lame.
Dork. So she goes on his computer to see if she could find this video.
This video of her drunk, yeah.
Yeah, and then apparently there was this other file in there called Stuffing the Pig. And he just starts looking. She looks through it and fucking, like she said, a bow went off because there's the fucking remotes in her fucking twat.
There's a folder called Nothing to See Here. She's like, I know, but maybe I should just take a look. Just a peek real quick.
Oh, my
what
God.
What the f-
Oh, my God. Is that the turkey baster?
Oh, God. I wonder where all those cat toys went.
He's got like the one of those little wands that has the thing hanging from it out of her asshole. And the cat's just batting it.
He put the laser pointer in her vagina and it just moved her around and the cat's going, whoa.
And she's just flopping around drunk and the cat's going crazy. And you just hear his drunk Irish ass laughing.
This guy seems like a treat.
Oh, God. The court heard the woman had a drinking problem during their marriage, which she later addressed through counseling. She went to counseling for her alcoholism. Did he go to counseling for his perversity and love of a good time?
Who wants to be sober around this guy? It's not her fault.
I want to go drinking with this guy. Yeah, sounds funny.
It does sound funny. He's one of those guys who's like, yeah, I'll do shots with you. And then he just chucks it out the ground. Oh, yeah, I'm also really drunk.
Look, she's out. What is that, a staple? Let me see that. So he maintains his innocence and does not accept the verdict of the jury. I'm not sure how that works.
Nope. Not going to jail. Nope.
Nope. Oh, I won't do it. Nope. Oh, nope. I won't do it.
He sounds Australian.
Yep. Sure does. Now, he's been charged, like I said, he got 11 years in jail for this. So please.
Is his name Husey by any chance? I don't know a lot
the
of people.
The bitch was passed out. I never thought she'd find out, Your Honor. And yeah, this does sound like something Husey would do.
I don't know Husey that well. But
Allegedly.
So in the article, it says that the woman, she was obviously taken aback when she saw this. She didn't realize her husband was into porn, it said.
Yeah.
Hey, to the women out there, your husbands and boyfriends are into porn.
Yeah, they need man church. They need to go to man church immediately.
They all need some man church to get over their porn addiction.
Jesus Christ. That should be on the Wheel of Consequences. Drive to Alabama and go to man church.
You would put that on the fucking Wheel of Consequences, too.
Yeah, well, I would when I used to win. If people were fucking cheating me.
It's true.
Now I just want to put things on there like I did before. Kitten tea party. Pet puppies. Just gross stuff, you know, that nobody wants to do. Icky things.
Watch a Marvel movie. Right.
I don't want to do that.
Go to the theater.
I would put fucking watching the Marvels on the fucking wheel right now.
No, thank you.
Yeah, hard pass.
Can I just watch Cuties again?
Give me fucking Last Jedi. Fucking line it up. Put the ranch down. All right, creepos. Thanks for tuning in for another Scum Stream. Hope you had fun. We did. It was a good time laughing with you folks, and we'll be back with another bonus next week. But I'm not sure what's happening Monday. I know.
Yeah, it's New Year's Day. What are we doing?
We're going to talk about that as soon as the microphones are turned off.
So. All right, sounds good. So you will find out what we're doing on Monday because there's some big college football games that day.
Okay, I see what's happening here.
Well,
honestly,
but they're later in the day. I want
to
watch Michigan.
I want to watch Michigan too.
Yeah, Michigan, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. I think that all good with me. We'll figure it out.
We'll
bye.
Figure it out. See you.
It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Thank you for your money, Gagia.
Galaga.